For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on TorqueMag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. In the United States, the National Bureau of Economic Research is the organization that formally declares when a recession occurs. And by their definition, a recession is a significant decline in economic activity spread across the economy lasting more than a few months. As of recording, the NBER has not said the U.S. is officially in a recession, though many economists believe we may be in for some difficult economic times ahead. So our guest today, Nev Harris, is a former agency owner who now helps other agencies grow their revenue by better understanding their finances. Nev is going to talk to us about how to recession-proof your agency. Nev, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Can we start off, like, I just asked this with everyone, what is your WordPress origin story? What's your backstory here?
Yes. I had a direct mail magazine and a marketing consulting company, and I had a great designer, and you know, we would give these marketing plans to people to go and design their own websites, do their own things, and basically screw them up. So I said one day, why don't we just do everything? I said, do you think you could design websites? And he said, sure, how hard could it be, right? Famous last words. And so we had a couple clients, we built a couple websites for him, screwed around a little bit, found WordPress. And then it was all gravy from there. So that led me 8 years later to doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you have a podcast. Let's do a quick plug for your podcast while we're here.
Yes, it's called Profit and Impact Podcast. So we're starting season 3 coming up here with a slightly different format. So it's going to be shorter and to the point, trying to do something a little different. So it should be exciting. Should be a lot of great snippets coming out.
I started off the show with a kind of econ 101 definition of recession. Let's hear from you. What are you thinking when we're talking about recession proofing your business? What are we talking about when we talk about a recession?
All right. So you hit the absolute technical definition of a recession on the head. And if you're an economist, like we would clap for that. But here's the thing, really, and it's true. But that definition is pretty useless to the small business owner, the small agency owner, the SaaS company owner, because like that is a backwards looking metric. That's saying what's happened in the past. Now let's say, okay, being everything that's happened in the past, we've been in a recession, or we had a recession, it's over by now. So what we need to look at then is we need to be a little bit forward looking so that we could prepare for having a recession. And in that case, you know, there's another definition that's used that to be forward looking, it's two straight quarters down in GDP. But again, way too confusing. You know, what we need to know is like, it's like we could feel when our customers aren't greenlighting projects as soon, when new clients are harder to find and everything like that. And things, there tends to be a little bit more fear in the economy, like kind of what we have right now. And that should be a warning sign to, you know, maybe we should take some steps to prepare for things that are going to be coming in the future.
Have you heard that clients are already spending less on marketing and websites as a result of, you know, fears of a recession?
I would say it's across the board at this point. For every client, for every person in the community I talk to, they're saying they're cutting back. And then everybody, and then there's others that say things are going well. I've talked to some friends that own SaaSes, and they're like, yeah, we're seeing people canceling. Some people are saying they're having great times, but here's the thing. Like we've had a great what would be an expansion phase where things are going really well, businesses are growing, everything like that. We've had a really great long time one like that. And recessions aren't something like I could avoid breaking my leg by not doing stupid stuff, but I can never avoid a recession completely. It's economic cycles happen. We have good times and we have bad times. It's just how it goes. And so it's always smart at this point to start thinking when there is talk about a recession, what is pretty likely to start doing some preparation for it. Because when I always like to think about it as when I was a kid, I used to love to swim. Okay. And I'd be in the pool, and then the lifeguard would blow the whistle. And we all had to get out of the pool because there was thunder. You know, and thunder meant lightning. And if you're in the pool and lightning struck the pool, you get electrocuted. Half the time, there was never any lightning. You know, it was just thunder in the distance, but we had to sit out of the pool for 20 minutes. When you were a kid, 20 minutes was forever. But it was just a safety measure. And so I like to think of that. You know, let's prepare ourselves a little bit more for you know, the recession that might come next month. You know, some economists are saying it's going to come in 9 months. So that's how I like to think about it.
So let's talk a little bit before the break. Let's talk about, you know, some of the first steps you can do to prepare, you know, to get out of the pool and just play safe. But like, what are some of the steps to prepare?
So, first thing that is always a good thing to have is to start a reserve fund for your business. Now, I always think it's a good thing to have 6 months of expenses in the bank, like cash available, and that helps you ride out times, ride out any rough times, because you could go for 6 months with having no real new business come in because you can meet your expenses. So back when I did a long article in this in for Business Insider, back at when COVID first happened, that I break down a way to do a stress test on your business to really determine how much reserves you need and how long you could actually last on the money you have. So that's always a great thing to do. That would be step one.
Do you have kind of like a ballpark when you're talking about this reserve fund for your business? Is it like 3 months worth of pay for your employees, or is there like some sort of number that you use, you know, for
Yes, 6 months
determining
expenses. Yeah, you want to
that?
have 6 months of your expenses in the bank, and that and so that so if everything so if you could look if and what you could do is you could take the quick and easy formula that I explain on a podcast is you could take the cash you have available right now, and then you take your say monthly expenses, and then you the difference between those two. You know, then you multiply monthly expenses times 6 for 6 months, and then the difference between the cash and what that number is for your monthly expenses for 6 months, that's how much money you have to create for a reserve account.
That's really interesting. I don't want to jump around because I know you have some more you know tips that you want to offer, but I kind of want to stick to this what we're talking about now
Sure.
with reserve funds. It has me kind of thinking, is if you do get new clients now and you're worried about, you know, upcoming economic changes, should you be outsourcing, you know, for the labor that you need? Should you be outsourcing, or should you be, you know, continuing to hire as normal? What's the plan there?
So hiring is interesting. What you have here is we come off a period of really low unemployment when it was really hard to get people. So people are going to be less likely, psychologically less likely to let people go and to cut those type of expenses because that you know because you've just gone through 3 years of not being you know having not being able to find the right people to fill the right roles. So it, going into the future though, we would have to make some tough choices. I would say you know people are your most valuable asset, So you should cut them last. They're one of the easiest because they're a big expense to cut. But you could you could also start working on other minor things to cut back on before you start cutting back on people. I always think if you're outsourcing on, so you only have so much time yourself. Okay. And so you're bit you need to be going after new business, you need to be doing the work only the business owner could do, the strategic thinking, the planning, the worrying about the that kind of stuff, and then doing the deep work for the clients that is your specialty. And then, and so being that that's the most critical part of your business, then you start outsourcing the other stuff. So I'm a big fan of outsourcing a lot of the more routine development tasks, more of the stuff that you could systematize and then outsource to people, because then you're maximizing your ability to spend your energy on the stuff that matters.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be chatting with Nev Harris about how to recession-proof your WordPress agency. Stay tuned.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. Today, I'm talking with Nev Harris, who's talking about getting ready for possible hard economic times ahead and what your WordPress agency should be doing to prepare for that. And, you know, before the break, we talked about one of your tips was making sure you had reserve funds for your business, making sure that you're just kind of ready, you know, in case anything comes up. And we also talked about outsourcing and, you know, also I'm sure a lot of people are worried about like losing, you know, the workers they do have. They definitely want to try to keep those on because you were mentioning it's been hard to find folks. What are some other tips that you have for getting ready for a possible recession?
All right. Now I'm going to tell you one. And people at first, they're going to be like, oh, no, I don't know about that. I can't do that. But here's the thing. And I'm going to tell a story first. So think of, we all know like golf, and even if we find it extremely boring, but the one thing a professional golfer does not do when he's playing golf in a tournament is think about his swing. So when he goes up to hit that ball, the last thing he's thinking about is swing. And why? Because he's already thought about it. He's already practiced it. He might be thinking about, you know, what he wants his shot to look like. He might be worried about, you know, winning the tournament if he's really close or something like that. But he's not thinking about his swing. And that's the, and so when I tell you this tip, think about this, because, and it's the same thing with a baseball player, a basketball player. They're not thinking mechanics when they have to react. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I call the 10-20 exercise. And it's first, start thinking about your business. Start thinking about cutting, like if you lost 10% of your revenue in your business, 10% of your sales in your business, you had to run your business with 10% less. Now, at first, you're going to say, never possible. I can't do this. There's no way it could be possible. But while you're thinking about this over the next, you know, couple weeks, couple months, you're going to be coming up with ideas to actually be able to run your business with 10% less. And then the next challenge is think about running your business with 20% less. All right. And then when you think about this, you know, you think about this, you think about this, you think about this, and no matter how impossible you think it is, you'll have thought through a lot of this stuff. And then, so most economists are predicting a recession in 6 to 8 months. Okay. So we have time. So, you might be feeling recession right now, like bits of it, but it's pretty much, we're going to pretty much have some time to prepare for this. So now that we've thought 10 and 20%, now when it comes time to when things do get rough, if they do get rough for you, you'll have thought through a lot of all this. And then you could say to yourself, you know what? It won't be like, you're like, okay, now what am I supposed to do with my hands when I make this golf shot? Is my wrist supposed to be cocked? Is it not supposed to be cocked? Am I supposed to be shifting my weight? You're not going to be thinking about any of that stuff because your mind's already going to be like, I already thought about all this stuff. I have some tough decisions to make, but I've already rolled out 100 bad decisions. And I know I have 10, like, not likable things I don't want to do, but 10 things I figured out that I can do if I need to cut expenses.
You know, I'm kind of wondering, since this is a WordPress podcast, I'm kind of wondering how WordPress could help agencies, you know, cut those costs. I mean, things that come to mind is there's lots of free plugins out there that agencies can integrate instead of building custom stuff. Is there anything that comes to mind for you about how WordPress can help, you know, save money in the future?
So here's what I love about WordPress is we have an amazing community. We have really supportive people out there. We have people making great products. I think that maybe you don't want to, maybe it's like, wow, this would be a great project right now, but I just don't have the staff to fully pull it off. Like I need to do this like integration and I don't, and with these couple integrations, and I don't really have somebody to do integrations right now on my team. And I don't want to hire the person because I'm trying to be a little bit more frugal right now going into a recession. So, or if we're in the middle of the recession. And so, but because we have this such a great community and we're all working around the same product and stuff like that with WordPress. And there's a lot of people out there that might be able to help you out to pull that off. So now it's just like you have, so you're kind of sharing the wealth with somebody else, partnering with somebody, another type of agency that could do that better. Maybe in the past you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to hire this person because, you know, I might get 5 more projects like this in the future. But right now you're like, hey, you know, if I make a little bit less right on the top number of this project, I'm not adding an additional monthly expense by having somebody that I've hired that now I have to pay full time for. So I think that's the power of having like an industry built around an open source software like WordPress is the fact that we have such a strong community that could come together in times of, I don't want to say crisis, but in times of when things are a little bit tougher.
Yeah. You know, I'm also wondering about if there's things that I feel like we're talking largely about reacting to changes from your clients or reacting to, you know, economic changes. I'm wondering, is there anything proactively that agencies can do to educate their clients, you know, like don't cut your marketing yet. You're going to, you know, want to have that SEO. You're going to want to have that website functioning, you know, during the hard times. Is there something that we can do to be more proactive right now?
Well, See now. I think that's you hit the nail on it again. I think that's exactly what we need to be: is proactive with our clients, talking to our clients, reaching out to our clients, understanding the pains our clients have right now. Because there was two type of agencies when we had our first mini recession back with COVID. There were agencies that got scared of their clients, who were like, they're just gonna cancel. I'm gonna hide. I'm not gonna say anything, and I'm gonna hope they don't fire me. And then there's ones that got ahead of it and said, hey, look, I see, you know, we're going into quarantine. We're going to have all this kind of stuff. People still need your service. Let's develop your online presence a little bit more. And those are the agencies that, you know, when everything was looking gloom and doom, I mean, I was running my agency at that time. We lost $34,000 of revenue, you know, in March. Okay. Mm-hmm. But by the time May came around, people were doing really well. And by the time the end of 2020 came around, a lot of agencies had their best year. So, and the agencies that had their best year were the ones reaching out to their clients, figuring out what their clients need, covering their clients, being like going from being, I build your websites, to being, hey, look, I'm in business too. I could play a little consulting role for you and figure out how we could take advantage of these things. Because that's the bright side about recessions, is they always provide opportunity. So you just have to know where to look for it. So if you're on your client's side and your client thinks that that they can rely on you, depend on you, and like you said, hey, you know, there's fear out there. I know you're worried, but I have this plan for this is why your SEO is going to help you through this recession and not be an expense during this recession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it takes time to build that SEO. And you know, if there is a recession ahead and it clears up, you know, they'll be glad that they're on top and ready with that SEO and, you know, with their site ready. I'm sure that's going to be, they're going to have more regrets about not being ready than I think, you know, being cautious, especially with, you know, the low cost of, you know, just kind of maintaining their website and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think what we see, it's just, I think the value of hosting and say like a managed hosting product, that it's just that they don't understand like everything you're actually providing for them in a managed hosting product that, I mean, that clients don't, because I've had clients leave our agency, and even though I've tried to talk about it, then like within 6 months, they're coming back because they went to a really low cost, like just plain basic hosting program. And I was like, they're like, well, where's my backup? You know, where's my updates? You know, everything's not working. You know, and it says I need this plugin renewal. I don't even know what a plugin is. And I think we do a bad job in the good times of explaining the clients all the value they're getting, because the clients don't complain because they're doing well, because the economy is doing well. So they're not looking to cut costs because they're, you know, everything is going so well, they have other things to worry about. But when things start going bad, they start looking for things that are, that they feel are unnecessary. So the more we educate them on the value we're bringing, the lower on the list we're going to be of things for them to cut.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay tuned. We are talking with Nev Harris about recession-proofing your business. Stay tuned after this break. We will talk more.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. My name is Doc, and I'm talking with Nev Harris today about recession-proofing your WordPress agency. You know, Nev, before this break, you mentioned something about being optimistic and kind of taking advantage of some of the changes. There's definitely hard times that come with recessions, but there are opportunities. Can you talk a little bit more about those opportunities?
Sure. So think of one of the most devastating things that happens in our world. It's a fire, say like a forest fire. Fires are devastating. They wreak all sorts of havoc. And you could say, you know, it's kind of what recessions do to businesses. But what happens after the end of a forest fire? It creates all sorts of fertile new soil that all sorts of vegetation and plant life and everything grows out of. Okay, and it's this regenerative cycle that we have amazing new things that grow out of forest fires. And you could think about that as what happens with recession. So it's like there's something that's not good, but it creates all sorts of opportunity for the people that prepared for it. So if you've taken the steps that we've talked about earlier in this podcast, and now you're prepared for to go into the recession, so you're coming out in a position of strength instead of just limping through, hopefully getting through it. You know, you're prepared to get through it. You know you're going to get through it. You know, because the average recession will only last for 10 months. They're predicting this one that's coming up on the average to last for 8 months. So you know you get through these 8 months, that 4 or 5 months into it, it's going to start presenting opportunities. Now, we don't know what those opportunities are right now, but every single recession has produced some of the biggest companies we know. Say Airbnb, Slack, Instagram, WhatsApp, all came out of the 2008 recession. Plus a bunch of Google Ventures, the big that invests in a whole bunch of tech companies. They started in 2008 because they saw so much opportunity when everybody thought the world was ending. And here's the biggest one. And you're like, so the biggest luxury, like spend, the biggest, you know, I have extra money, I'm going to spend company is probably Disney. It costs a fortune to go to Disney. It's an amazing experience. And you only go to Disney when you have extra money. Okay. That company started in the midst of the Great Depression, and look what it's become. So if we prepare ourselves you know, and we're in a position to take advantage of the opportunities that we don't know right now. But again, we're talking to our clients, we're keeping our eyes off for stuff, and we're in a position to do it. Then recessions can end up providing us great things. Like telehealth and food delivery and online shopping, all that kind of stuff were things that came, and these Zoom calls we're on right now are things that came about from the last mini recession we had in 2020. And now what is going to be the next thing that's going to propel business forward next year? And then that's what we want to be able to take care of.
So what I'm hearing is I should be getting ready to open my own animation studio. and I'm ready for this, Nev. Let's bring it. You know, 80 years from now, it'll just be everything will be Doc Pop, everything.
Yes. You'll be cryogenically frozen, you know, like Walt Disney, just chilling, you know, waiting for science to catch up with you.
The last thing I want to ask you, Nev, before we wrap up, is this is a tough one. How does an agency know when it's time to cut their rates?
Lower their prices.
Yeah. Yeah. How do they know when it's time for them to lower their, you know, what they're charging?
Well, I would take the exact opposite approach mm-hmm. on that. I think it's when is it time for you to raise your prices? I'm not mm-hmm. one of those people that say raise your prices all the time, because if your business has a bunch of other problems, and you get more business and all you're doing is causing more problems. But I think especially with the inflationary environment, which we were talking about recessions, well, you know, you have the other thing with inflation going on that's actually, you know, eating away. It's really brutal because it's eating away at your profits in your business, but then your personal life is more expensive, so it's costing you twice. So I don't think we should be thinking about lowering our prices. I think we should be thinking keeping our prices at least the same, if not raising them, because recessions, you know, we're not going into a depression. We're not even going to like a recession like we had in 2008. I mean, they project unemployment to stay at relatively low levels throughout the whole recession. And so I think that if anything, if you're thinking you need to start lowering your prices, I think you need to start looking for like a different market, to niching down differently, and then becoming more viewed as an expert. Because here's what happens: everybody wants to lower their prices because it's the first thing you think to do. I'll lower my prices, I'll get more business. So, but then when everybody thinks that, so I always say, like, they're in the website building business, there's a whole ton of people like doing cheap websites. Okay, so all you do when you lower your prices is increase your competition. Okay, if you raise your prices, you know, and you're in, because I would take most people listening to your podcast right now are professionals. They're not the hobbyist doing it on the weekend that has two other jobs. All right, so they're professional, or they have another job, and but they want to build it, become a professional. So what then you want to do is, like I said, like double down on your authority and double down on your prices. So the bottom of the market, the low price website market, is super, super crowded. But it's because people are scared to raise their prices. They're scared to get into the level where they're charging $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 for a website because they don't think anybody will buy it. But there's tons of businesses out there that are buying those type of websites, but there's only a handful of people that are brave enough to try to serve them. So I think if we lower our prices, we're just increasing our competition, which is lowering our profits, which is lowering, which is causing us to lower our prices even more, which is lowering our prices. It just becomes like a self-defeating cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Nev, I really appreciate your time today. It's been really informative chatting with you. If the listeners out there would like to learn more about Nev, you can follow him on Twitter @TheNevHarris, and we'll also drop links to his website in the description. You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow more of our adventures over on @TheTorqueMag on Twitter or torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download it directly from WMR.fm. I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of the community every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.